Hello, Jordan.
Hi, Nicole. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks.
Guys, Jordan is another Women Crush Wednesday installment. She is a weather anchor for Live 5 News in Charleston, South Carolina. We go all the way back to high school. We're on the dance team together, and we had a lot of
go
fun.
Go Cougarettes.
Yeah. She was always, like, in high school. I'm going to have her tell you that in a minute, but she was always on the news back in those days. So, you know, this is something she's been doing for a while and always wanted to do. And so I wanted her to tell you guys about kind of her journey. And then also we'll get into the beauty talk. We'll talk about, you know, makeup and kind of what an on-air personality has to do different from us normal gals. So welcome to Women Crush Wednesday.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. So why don't you tell everyone kind of your background, what got you started when you knew you wanted to do with this job, and kind of the jobs you've had up until where you are today and what you do now.
Okay, cool. So ever since I was a little kid, I've always been fascinated with weather, but specifically tornadoes. And there used to be on TV a lot those documentaries. I remember one specifically was called Twister, Fury in the Plains. And it was like a 3-hour documentary and just following, you know, storm trackers and storm chasers. And my dad would tape it for me. And I would just sit in front of the TV for hours. And I just loved watching it. I was so interested. And I remember actually seeing a water spout by the Bayside Bridge. You remember that bridge, Nicole?
Yeah.
And that actually really freaked me out. It was scary, but it was still so interesting. And so then I was like, okay, well, I want to be a storm chaser when I grow up. And then I realized you don't make a lot of money because most of it's like all sponsored based, you know, but sponsoring the science behind it and everything, which is great, you know, but I want a little bit more. And then also it's really dangerous. And yeah, I can't see myself doing something like that forever. So once I got into middle school, we had a morning announcement show, and I tried out to be one of the weather girls, weather anchors there, and made it. And ever since middle school is when I realized, okay, this gives me a little bit of weather, but it also gives me a little bit of, you know, being in front of the camera, because I'm kind of a ham. I like to make people laugh, but I also, you know, like a little bit of the spotlight. I was the only child growing up. I do have a 13-year-old sister, but my mom had her when I was 17. So I was raised the only child. So I liked having all the attention, you know, not in a bad way, but you know,
you were always very entertaining.
yeah, thank you. And, you know, in the dance team, how we were in high school, I mean, that's a little bit of showmanship, you know, and I have a little bit of that inside of me, you know, that I wanted to be able to express. So it was like the perfect job. I get to do a little bit of weather and the science behind it, but then I also get to be on TV. So it's pretty cool. And so middle school really opened that door for me. Then high school, we had the morning announcement show. So I just continued it. And, you know, it really has actually helped, I think, in the business too, because some people don't even get practice in front of a green screen until they're in college. And I've been doing it since middle school because we had a studio and a green screen and all that. So to me, the green screen is a piece of cake. I'm so used to it. But, you know, that's not always the case. So I was very lucky in that sense. But then I went to college, and I just wanted to initially go to FSU because they have a good weather program. You know, FSU is still in Florida, so I get to get away from home, but not too far. Right. And I was going to go to, you know, the community college first, St. Pete College, just because trying to save some money and I could stay home. And then, you know, life happens and my dad died suddenly, and he was who I lived with at the time. So that was really hard on me. And I actually took a little bit of time off of school and met Rob, and he's in the Navy. So he got stationed actually in Washington State, and we moved across the country and life completely changed. But I still always had that dream in the back of my head that I want to be a meteorologist. I knew that I wanted it, but after my dad died, I started to think, is this really going to happen for me? And I was like, you know what? He's not here to push me anymore. I need to push myself. And so I was like, I'm going to enroll back in school, went to the University of Washington. The campus I went to did not offer weather, so I did a communications degree. Their Seattle campus offers it, but I didn't go to that one because it was a lot farther. So now I'm like, okay, great, I'm a weather anchor, but now I want to be a meteorologist. Like, maybe I should have just gone to the Seattle campus, you know, because now I'm going back to school to get that degree. But thankfully, there's an online program through Mississippi State. So anybody who's interested in this and doesn't want to, you know, or don't have time to go back to school, you can go to Mississippi State online. It's a reputable program for people in this industry, specifically for weather. So very cool that I can do that and work at the same time. So I am working on that. But before that happened, of course, I had an internship while I was in college, and it was a station in Seattle. So I was still in Seattle anyway. But then our sister station, that, you know, sister station of the one in Seattle, was mm-hmm. interested in me. So that was my first TV job, and that was in Eastern Washington. So it was about 3.5 to 4 hours away. I had to move away from Rob, you know, so I could start my career and everything. And then 10 months later, we get stationed in Charleston. So I didn't get to actually stay at that station very long, but it was really fun. I was 3 days a week, I was a feature reporter. And then on the weekends, I did weather. And then now I'm a full-time weather anchor in Charleston at Live 5 News, and still, again, working on my degree so that I can become a full-fledged meteorologist. And who knows what else.
That's awesome. And then what's the typical day like for you now? Like, what is your schedule? What kind of things do you do when you come in and the actual newscast? Tell us about that.
Okay, so I work, my day starts at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and we have 7 shows in the evening. So I normally work evenings unless I'm filling in for the morning show person. But mm-hmm. So we have a show at 5:30, 6:00. 7:30, and 11:00. So we have a lot of news and weather to get to, and it's all live. So wow. I get there at 2 o'clock, and I look up all the different weather data through the National Weather Service and different models that produce this information. Weather is really, you know, forecasting weather is basically a big math equation that luckily we don't have to do. It would take way too long. So computers do that for us. But we get all that information to help us forecast, you know, the days ahead. And mm-hmm. a little insider tip, the next 3 days are the most accurate. Anything past 3 days is likely to change. So even when mm-hmm. you're looking at a seven-day forecast, that last day on the 7-day forecast, whether it's the temperature by a few degrees or whether it's the fact that it's going to be a 20% chance of rain to now a 50% chance, something most likely will change on that 7th day because weather is just not that accurate past 3 days because things are constantly changing. You have to think of weather as something fluid. You know, it's always just being – something is going to affect it, kind of like the butterfly effect in a way.
Yeah.
So we go, we get the data. Then we have our graphic system. Once I have – we kind of have a sheet that we write everything down on so that I can remember everything. And then I input all that information into our graphic system. And it's kind of like – I mean, it's better than this, but it's kind of like a PowerPoint presentation where, you know, you just edit the different things you want it to say and little icons that pop up, whether it's going to be a sun or a rain cloud or, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. You can make it as cool or as simple as you want. And it usually takes me about an hour to get all that set up. So I get my information and then I put it into the graphics system. And then I'm ready for the show. And I usually do the 4, the 5:30, the 7, and the 7:30. And our chief meteorologist usually does the 5, 6, and 11 because those are like the prime time news times. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes I'll also, well, not sometimes, I always do traffic as well because traffic in Charleston, if you've ever been in the area, is crazy. And especially with the eclipse coming through soon, it's going to be bonkers. So we broadcast the traffic as well.
And then do you do your beauty? Do you get ready, like your hair and makeup at home before you come in, or do you do that at the station?
So, yeah, a lot of people think, so many people I've run into, they're like, oh, it must be so awesome to get your hair and makeup done. And I go, oh, that would be awesome, but that's not the case. We actually do it ourselves. But yeah, I typically get ready before I go in because when I get there, I want to just get started. But there are days occasionally where I'm like, I got to finish up at work or like if I'm running behind. But okay. Typically I'll do my full face of makeup at home and I'll blow dry my hair and then I'll straighten it when I get to work. So that's typically what I do. And then even the guys, I know someone was interested in wanting to know about the guys. The guys do their own makeup as well. And a lot of the guys that I know or who I know wear MAC Studio Fix foundation, the powder kind. Because for them, all they care about is not being shiny, so they don't really use the liquid as much, and they just want to be, like, one color, and they just, you know, they don't add any of the other makeup. It's, like, all they do is the powder foundation. Yeah, it's really, it is kind of funny to see the guys do it, but I haven't seen any of the guys actually do it here because we have our own separate dressing rooms, but at my first job, we didn't, it was a much smaller station, so everyone kind of, like, got ready in front of this one mirror, and it was funny to see them put it on.
I wonder who, like, shade mashed them, like, did they go to match themselves or they have
a lot of them.
Yeah. They were embarrassed.
Well, yeah. Like some of them, their spouse will help them like at the store, but like when they go to the MAC counter, you know, when they're getting like the higher end stuff, they'll just have the person help them, which, you know,
yeah,
I mean, I think that's a good idea.
Maker, like,
yeah. You want to make sure it looks good, especially if you're going to spend that much money too. But yeah, some people get the Walmart, you know, or Target stuff, but I think most of them have been using like the MAC lately.
It's funny. Okay. So what are some things you have to do to kind of like keep up your looks more so than maybe like an average girl would do on a regular basis because of the fact that you are on TV every day almost?
Well, I don't have to do this, but I did just get a spray tan today. I try to get that done once a week. I just started doing that recently actually because one of my girlfriends just kept saying, you need to do it, you need to do it. It's so great.
Yeah,
it's like,
I love
so happy.
Spray
you know,
tan.
I mean, I do too, but I've never gotten it done this frequently.
Yeah, that's
but
a lot.
It is nice. Yeah, I mean, but you pay the one monthly. I pay like the monthly thing, and I can go as many times. So I go 4 times a month, so once a week.
Oh, yeah.
And I do think it helps. You know, I mean, we have so many lights in the station that it can really not blind you, but like
wash you out.
What's the word? Yes, thank you. And so it is better if you have a little bit of color. So that's really helpful. I did just start getting. Since I've been at this job, I didn't really care as much at my first job because I was still kind of like learning the ropes, you know, which obviously there's always learning to do even here, but I feel a little bit more confident in my position now and doing what I'm doing. So now I'm like, okay, well, let's gussy it up a little bit. So now I get my nails done, I get the acrylics, and I don't do it too long because you want it to look professional, but I do really like the way it looks. And I started doing the really trendy, not stiletto, but like the kind of rounded pointy edge, you know, instead of the square because I always used to do the square. And so I do
you're
that
like pointing
now.
At things all day.
Yeah,
well,
yeah. And
when you're on
so
TV.
Your hands should look nice, even if there's nothing on it, but can't have that in between where the, you know, the nail polish is like cracking. I mean, no one's ever said
that. No,
that's
like where
I don't really
care about my nails that much, but then when I do like work events where I'm going to be like just like physically like showing people products with my hands, I always make sure they look good because
exactly.
I feel like it's so distracting if you have like chipped polish or whatever.
Yeah, it's not flattering. But so, and gel is great for that too because it lasts longer. So what else? And then obviously I get my hair done, but I mean, a lot of people do that, but I usually do it probably every 2 months. Get my roots done because naturally I'm a little bit darker than I am in the picture that you'll see. And that's pretty much it. I mean, I do go to the gym quite frequently. I actually meal prep. It makes my work life so much easier because I just take everything with me and it helps keep me in shape.
You show your meals. I'm like, oh, look at her go. Those are so healthy.
I know. I need to post more on my social too because I know a lot of the viewers were like asking, oh, what like, you know, asking for tips, like you should have a page where you like give us tips on fitness and, you know, food and stuff because I've always been interested in that kind of lifestyle, but I've definitely gotten into it more now that I am on TV because I'm like, okay, well, I got to keep this looking good, you know? So
yeah, we're getting to the age where it's like, oh, I can't just eat
you gotta work
it every day anymore.
Exactly. And both of us, you and I both in high school with the dance team and everything, I mean, we pretty much ate whatever we wanted and we had no, you know,
active.
It was gone. It didn't hang on. And now that stuff hangs on. So we got to work for it now, which is fine, you know, but as long as you do a little bit every day. Like I went to the gym this morning. I went yesterday. I didn't go Sunday. I don't go every day, you know, but I try to go regularly.
Yeah. Well, you look great.
Oh, thanks, girl. So do you.
So what about some tips you can give us? Like, do you have any favorite products or any kind of tips you've learned from being on camera of how to look your best?
Yeah, so I don't think it necessarily needs to be just drugstore or just high-end. I like a little bit of both. My complexion is probably what I care the most about. I like full coverage foundations. So I've just found, personally, for me, I do like the higher end for the foundation and concealers. But I have girlfriends who are anchors, and they get their stuff at drugstores or Walmart, Target, you know, and it works just as fine, you know. But I like – I also, because – we wear so much makeup, I try to find products that are a little bit better for your skin. So, you know, like the Too Faced Born This Way has coconut water in it and some vitamins. So I just started using that one recently. I really like that one for foundation. And I love the Tarte brand because they're mostly natural and they still work well.
Yeah.
You know, I have the Shape Tape concealer, which I think works well, but I also have the Amazon, or I always want to say Amazonian for some reason. I haven't tried that one yet, but the Rainforest of the Sea concealer, and I like that one too. I started doing the whole baking trend, which I think really helps for on camera, and of course the contouring and all of that. So actually, for the contouring, I have a really nice cheap brand. It is Wet n Wild, and it's called, so Wet n Wild Mega Glow Contour Palette, and it's basically just two colors. The left side is like a highlight shade, and but it's not shimmery highlight. It's just a lighter powder color, and then the other side is a bronzy color, and they're both matte, and they do come in another shade. I have the Dulce de Leche one, and then the other one is like a little bit darker for both powders, but one works really well. My girlfriend uses it, and I started noticing her contour was wonderful, so I started copying her there. So we get a lot of tricks from each other, which is really nice.
Yeah.
And that really helps. And then, of course, so, you know, priming your face before the foundation, and then I use a setting spray as well, and that really helps lock everything in. Sometimes I use fake eyelashes. Sometimes I don't. I started using the Lash Boost by Rodan and Fields.
I ordered that.
I like it. And I used to do Latisse. Mm-hmm. But it made, like, a pink line on my eye, like almost like an eyeliner line. Not on my eyeball, but the eyelid. And so since you had to get that through a doctor anyway, I was like, well, whatever. And then this Lash Boost thing came out, and the girlfriend sells it. So I was like, oh, I'll just get that. But I like it. And so I actually haven't really needed to wear fake lashes. So that's kind of nice. Makes my morning a little bit quicker.
Yeah.
And I love liquid eyeliner. I actually get a drugstore liquid eyeliner that's Physician's Formula. I'm not sure the exact name of it, but it's a really good one. It's supposed to also promote lash growth. I don't know if it actually does.
Oh, yeah, I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so I try to find things that are a little bit better for your skin or give you something back. So the contour kit doesn't give you something back. It just gives you a good look. So.
No, I try to do that, too. Me and you both, I feel like we're always talking about Tarte.
Yeah, that one's probably my favorite, but I really started getting into Too Faced lately, which I didn't until recently. I never tried any other product until. Yeah, I'm surprised because so many people talk about their bronzers and their blushes, and I just never did until recently try their stuff. And I like their bronzer too.
By the way, what kind of setting sprays do you like? Do you have a favorite there?
You know what? I've never tried the Urban Decay, and I've been wanting to try that. But, oh man, $36 or whatever that is, $32. For water, I mean, obviously it's more than water, but.
Like Too Faced has a new one coming out. Like all those setting sprays. I do have the Urban Decay one, but I got lucky because I tried a sample, so I knew I liked it. And then they recently like redid their packaging. So they were selling all the older ones that half off. So I got a bottle then. That's why I was curious to ask what you use because I use that and I have a NYX one or I don't know how you say it, NYX or NYX.
Yeah.
But I wonder if, so a lot of times when I do, when I go away for work, I definitely, like I always use primer no matter what, but I use my Smashbox primer and I use the Urban Decay All Nighter Foundation and then I use the Urban Decay Setting Spray like at the end besides all my other makeup. And I noticed that for some reason, like on the last few trips I've gone on for work, I've noticed that sometimes if I have friends in the area, I'll be like, okay, you know, I'll be working like 8 to 6 and then I'll go back to the room and like fix myself up and then we can go out to dinner. And like when I go to fix myself up, I'm like, wait, everything is still like pretty much how it was.
Exactly.
But I'm not sure if it's the Urban Decay or like if that's not necessary.
Oh, I see. Well, I definitely think the setting spray really helps, especially if you have oily skin like I do. Yeah, definitely.
But I'm wondering if it matters high or low.
I was just going to say, I don't think it necessarily matters because, okay, so the reason that I want to save a lot of money, you know, people probably think because I work in news or just on TV in general that I'm rich, I make a lot of money. That is not the case.
Mm-hmm.
I can get to that point, but I'm not there yet. So you have to kind of move up to higher markets. And I'm in a medium-sized market right now. So I'm not complaining by any means. But if I wasn't, you know, if I wasn't with Rob and I had to pay my own bills and everything, I would be like in a one-bedroom apartment, probably buying
right.
all drugstore stuff. Yeah, like it's because we have two incomes, I'm able to buy the nicer stuff if I want to. But I still try to save money because I don't want to, you know, I mean, if I don't have to
yeah.
spend it, why? So I like the Elf one, believe it or not.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like $3, Elf setting spray. It is great. And then one time they didn't have it, and I had to pick up another one when I was at the store, and I ended up getting, I think it was the Maybelline.
Okay.
It's a black one. I'm not sure. I think the full size is $16. I got the travel one. That was $9. And I was like, well, I'll try this, you know, just to see. I don't think I liked necessarily the way it sprayed out as much, but
yeah.
it worked just as well. But the NYX, my friend uses that one, and I tried it the other day, and I loved how misty it was. It was
Which
much
one?
Like the NYX one, the NYX.
Oh.
Like, the way it sprayed out was very even and very light, like a mist. And
yeah,
I actually kind of preferred
Urban
that. Oh, okay. See, I kind of like that.
My NYX one, I think it might be broken, or, like, maybe I have a bad packaging, because I was going to say my NYX one is not that misty.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm used to, like, it's just, like, spraying out, like, a stream. So
yeah.
I was like, ooh, this
no.
is nice.
Then
you
have to, like, try to hide and, like, get it to, like, not hit you in the face, like, the eye.
Right, right. And you don't want it to, like, smear one part of your makeup because a lot of liquid's
yeah.
going into that one area. But, yeah, so I haven't splurged on setting sprays. I do eventually want to try the Urban Decay just because there's so many people rave about it. But it's, like, if I can spend $3 to $10 on one that works well for me, then why switch? So
yeah,
that's kind
exactly.
of where I'm at on that. Yeah. Although I wouldn't mind trying, like, I don't know if Tarte has one, but I kind of would like to try one that's a little bit better for your skin, you know, something that's giving you something at the
yeah.
same time.
Well, Tarte
but.
Has, I don't know if they push it, like, straight up as a setting spray, but they have, it's like Rainforest of the Sea.
Oh, that's right.
Some kind of mist. I don't know what they call it, but I think that would be kind of.
Okay. I wonder
that.
If that actually helps, because especially with oily skin, I get oily through the day, and I don't like to keep
yeah.
reapplying makeup because it looks cakey, you know, because I already wear full coverage anyway.
Okay.
So I don't want to keep adding. So, yeah, that's why setting spray works really well for me.
Yeah. I wonder even if they have, like, matte setting sprays. Probably.
I mean, I've heard of matte setting sprays, but I don't know if that brand has anything
right.
like that.
Interesting.
But yeah.
Okay.
And I did see when I went to Ulta yesterday, actually, to buy a couple things, and NYX didn't have, they were out of the setting spray.
Oh.
But I was considering getting the Urban Decay, and I just didn't really want to spend that much money, even though I had a 20% off thing. Like, I'm,
yeah.
I don't know. I just have a hard time sometimes for certain things. Like,
no,
a foundation
me too.
Off is $36.
Setting spray, like, no.
I'm like, it's just liquid. Like, it's so weird. But,
right. Well, that's
but,
the thing is, like, it's, like, probably... We could actually make setting sprays if we really,
right.
like, you know what I mean? Like, there's no
I had a friend
in that bottle cost them more than, like, a quarter.
Right. That's true. Like, and my friend actually did make one, but with the ingredients, because she likes to do healthy stuff. I think it was, like, glycerin in it or something, but it made her shiny.
Oh.
So, but, yeah, they have, but I noticed Urban Decay did have, like, a D-Slick. I think it was called D-Slick.
Yeah.
It's mm-hmm. supposed to make you not. And I picked it up, and then I put it back down. I
should
have grabbed it.
I should
have just tried
sample?
It.
Did you try it?
No, if they would have had a smaller one. Oh, wait, no,
yeah.
they did have a sample, but I didn't have makeup on. See, on my days
Uh-oh.
Off, I just don't
yeah.
usually wear makeup.
No, that's smart.
But unless I'm going out somewhere, I still will put makeup. And it's funny, I end up doing a full face like I'm going to work because I'm just
yeah.
so used to it now. But if I'm just going to run errands, I'm like, I need to let my face breathe.
Yeah, for sure.
So
nice. Okay, mm-hmm. so what about, is there anything you've learned from kind of making mistakes, like, of what not to do? Like, maybe you saw yourself on camera after and realized, like, ooh, that was not
yeah.
a good idea.
Well, when I first started in Charleston, and I think it has a lot to do with you know, a lot of traditional people here, you know, and of course a lot of people watch the news typically are a little older, you know, and they used to write in occasionally about my outfits. And I don't show cleavage. My skirts aren't super short or anything, but I do like form-fitting clothing. You know, we work hard for our body. We want to show it off, but in a respectful way. It's professional enough to the point where my boss has never said anything to me. They always tell me, oh, don't worry about the emails, whatever, you know. Can't make everyone happy, that kind of thing. So I'm glad that they have my back on that. But I do like to dress a little bit more trendy, a little bit my age. You know, I don't want to look – I had somebody tell me, you should dress more like the main anchor, and she's much older than I am. So it's like, you know, I'm not going to – you know, I want to be me, and I want to – So anyway, I think I've won the people over now because I don't get those emails anymore. And actually, I get some emails asking, you know, oh, where did you get that outfit? So people are starting to like that a little bit more. But I did go back and watch a couple episodes that we did when I would get those emails. And there were a couple outfits where I'm like, yeah, I agree with that person. I'm not going to wear that again. So that has definitely helped. But also, I've really learned because we people who do traffic and weather, we ad lib. We don't read a teleprompter because that would just be way too hard to read and gesture to a green screen when nothing's really there. It would just be way too hard to do that. And plus, you can't really forecast. Can't really forecast an accident to happen. You know what I mean? So you can't really have a script in there necessarily for us. We have to kind of just tell you what's happening right now. So, like I said, a big PowerPoint presentation. We're kind of just doing that with a green screen behind us, and we look at different monitors that help to see the graphics that we're using because they're superimposed. Right. But whenever I have messed up, since there is no script, I mean, there's been plenty of times when I'm like, oh, God, what's the word I want to use? And, you know, instead of like a deer in the headlights moment, I'll actually say that out loud. I'll be like, oh, what's that word? What's that word? You know, and because people can relate to that. So I've really learned to just kind of have fun with it and embrace when you mess up and make a joke of it. And I like to laugh at myself and make fun of myself before others can so that, you know, for one, it doesn't make me feel stupid, but for two, like, I don't know. It's just, it's not the end of the world. Everybody makes mistakes, and why cower in the corner? And I think I mentioned this before, you know, people, it's so sad. People like to kick you when you're down, you know? So if you show any sort of like, I don't know, weakness or you're like not confident, people will like jump on that and write mean messages. But if you just like laugh at yourself and like you're just so confident that it doesn't even bother you, then people just, they don't say anything. They only have nice things to say. It's really weird. So I just, you know, I just kind of make fun of myself and laugh it off, and everyone loves that. So it's working for me.
Yeah, that's a good strategy.
Sure. Yeah, so just laugh at yourself, you know? Don't take life too seriously.
That is true.
Obviously, if there's like severe weather or dangerous weather, I'm serious when I need to be. But I like to make people laugh, and I like to poke jokes even at myself. So
yeah, you're a very like upbeat, outgoing person, cheerful.
Thank you. I try.
So what about? Let me see. Oh, well, you kind of pretty much everything else I was going to ask you hit on. About your favorite makeup for on camera. We talked about that. You told me, people were asking about the guys, the male anchors. We hit on that. And then, of course, they wanted to know, too, if you got a glam team or whatever, which maybe at the top.
Yes, maybe when you're doing network news, like national news, I believe the people at the Today Show and Good Morning America, they get their hair and makeup done, but not local news. But, yeah, it's fun. At least, you know, I enjoy doing makeup. YouTube has helped me a lot. And basically, you could just think of it this way. You know how the YouTube people look? I mean, I still need to work on it. Like, I don't even look like the YouTube people necessarily. But it has helped me so much. But basically, whatever they do to get their full face like that, that's kind of what TV people do. I mean, not everyone does. This is actually just me specifically and a couple of my girlfriends. We like a full face. We like full coverage. So we kind of just do all the techniques that the YouTubers do, you know, the eyebrows, all the contouring, the baking. So that's basically that.
So how many minutes would you say it takes to get, like, camera ready to do your makeup?
So I'm really funny. I like to actually sit on my couch with a big mirror and all my makeup on the couch and watch The Price is Right and do my makeup. So kind of weird that way. But so because I get a little bit distracted with the TV, it probably takes me about 30 to 45 minutes. I know that sounds outrageous, but
no,
I get distracted, you know, and I have my coffee with me and I'm taking my time. But if I'm in a hurry, I could probably get it done in like 20.
Yeah.
So, like standing up in front of the mirror. If I'm standing up in front of the mirror in my bathroom, then it goes a lot faster because I'm just trying to get it done, you know, and I'm not getting distracted.
Yeah. Makes sense. Cool.
And then for my hair, since I have curly hair naturally, I straighten it for work.
Right.
And so I wash it twice a week. And those days that I wash it, I'll straighten it. And then on, like, the days that I haven't straightened it or washed it, I'll just kind of, I have this thing by Calista Tools. It's like a round brush that heats. And I kind of just go back over it. So it's not too much heat, you know, stuff bothering my hair, but it still has to smooth it a little bit because I've slept on it, but it doesn't, like, clamp your hair like a flat iron would, you know, so it kind of adds
healthier.
That little bit of smooth for the top layer. Yeah, so it's nice.
Cool. Well, so tell us, kind of to wrap up, what are you kind of looking forward to doing? What are your goals? I know you said you're back in school to officially get your meteorology degree. What do you see in the future?
So obviously, you know, doing weather full time as a meteorologist, a great goal, great childhood goal of mine to do that. And I'm so excited to finally do that. But I also, since I've done some feature stuff in the past also, I had a lot of fun with that, some feature reporting. I could see myself maybe even doing some hosting, some morning show, like lifestyle magazine type shows, interviewing people, have on like a musical guest, almost like a Kathy Lee and Hoda type show. I mean, who wouldn't love to do that, right? It'd be so fun. So, I mean, if anything like that comes my way, you know, if any opportunities, I would totally jump on something like that. But, of course, weather's always been my passion, and I could always do that and stay with that too. So I'm kind of open to both, and we'll see what happens. I'm excited.
Yeah, I think you'd be really good at that.
So thank you.
That'd be fun to watch one day. Everybody can watch it. Like, I mean, no offense, but the weather in Charleston is of no use to me, but if you were doing
stuff
like that, I feel like you could, like, share, like, you know, more of your friends and family would tune in.
Right, that's true, yeah. And, I mean, because we do live stream it, and I'm sure any news place live streams, so anybody could watch it. Yeah, it'd be really cool.
Nice. Okay, well, I'm going to link all below. I will link your website where you do the streams, which you told me is live5news.com. And then I'm going to link all of your other socials. So your Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, if you have Snapchat, let me know let everyone know, I guess, which ones you want them to follow you on.
Yeah, so my Twitter and my Instagram are the same name. So it's at Jordan Live 5, and it's Jordan, J-O-R-D-A-N, Live, and then the digit 5. So that's Instagram and Twitter. And then for Facebook, it's just Jordan Wilkerson Live 5 News, and it's just phonetic Wilkerson. Sound it out.
Yeah.
Or just put the link there.
Below. Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, well, you guys can follow her. They're all linked below. And I guess that's the end of Women Crush Wednesday. Thank you so much for doing the interview. I had a lot of fun. It's always fun to catch up and to talk beauty and see how successful all my beautiful friends have become.
Oh, so sweet. Thank you so much. And I'm excited for you. This beauty blogging thing seems really awesome.
Oh, thanks, Jordan.
I'm like, you get your new products, and I'm like, ooh, I want to try that. But it's great because it helps me, you know, think, okay, well, I need to know what's good out there before I try it. So that's why I like to go to your page.
Yeah, well, that's what I hope to do, is kind of help narrow it down for people at least, so that they don't waste
their money.
I'll just waste mine.
Exactly. Yeah, you have to waste yours, but, you know, at least you're putting something on your page, you know?
Exactly. No, I really like it, but, yeah, I have way too much makeup, especially. I don't even, like, use it. What I have, I should really never have to buy new makeup for like 10 years, but you know.
Oh my gosh.
We all know that's not happening.
Right? The new thing comes out and you got to try it.
Exactly. All right. Well, thank you so much, girl.
No problem. This was fun.